Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're continuing Chapter 4 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Who Crosses Maya? Section 2, Depth Means for Love, Sutra 49 and 50. In the last episode, Sage Narada gave us 10 examples of who crosses Maya. We'll recount them now. 1. He who gives up all attachments to sense objects. 2. He who serves the masters. And 3. He who renounces all sense of possession in himself. 4. He who keeps himself in a solitary place of quietude. 5. He who plucks off his bondage with the world by the roots. 6. He who goes beyond the influences of the gunas. 7. He who renounces all his anxieties for acquiring and maintaining. 8. He who relinquishes the fruits of action. 9. He who renounces all egocentric actions and thus, 10, becomes free from the play of the pairs of opposites. And today, Sage Narada gives us the final two, number 11, he who renounces even the Vedas, and thus 12, he gains a pure, unbroken flow of devotion. So now we'll go deeper into these last two. This is Sutra 49. He who renounces even the Vedas, and thus he gains a pure, unbroken flow of devotion. So those who know the Vedas can fall in trouble in two ways. The Vedas are a part of creation. They are a part of Maya's world. The Vedas are like the rule books, but spirituality is beyond the rules. It's about truth, the absolute reality. In spiritual, we're instructed by the Guru not to ask God for anything, and yet the Vedas give instructions on the precise rituals to use to get things from the gods. Sri Krishna Guruji has said that all of the scriptures are codices and are not to be taken at the face value of their written word. It is the spiritual master and not the average Pandiji who has the true understanding. Knowing the truth, Sri Krishna Guruji instructs those in spiritual to simply sing songs of love and devotion for God and take the name of God. Don't be mistaken, though. The rules are absolutely necessary for a cohesive world. Sri Krishna Guruji has said that material worldly people, they should follow the diktats of the Vedas that are part and parcel of societal life. So if you're not on the path of spiritual, you should follow the religious and cultural rites and rituals. But Guruji has said there is no purity left in the world, so who would follow them to the T? There is yet another trap that people can fall in when it comes to Vedas, and this is the ego of knowledge. This ego is wound up so tightly that one may believe that they are superior to all and should lord over others who do not have the same verbatim knowledge. But how deep is that knowledge? The words alone are not wisdom. As long as one holds on to that inflated ego of knowledge, they can't progress as they see themselves higher than others. Sri Krishnaji, like Narada Muni, directs us to the path of devotion. To seek God through love and devotion is to seek beyond the knowledge of the Vedas. In the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa is quoted as saying, "Go beyond knowledge and ignorance. Only then can you realize God. To know many things is ignorance. Pride of scholarship is also ignorance. The unwavering conviction that God alone dwells in all beings is jnana, knowledge. To know Him intimately is vijnana, a richer knowledge." Sri Ramakrishna went on to say, "If a thorn gets into your foot, a second thorn is needed to take it out. When it is out, both thorns are thrown away. You have to procure the thorn of knowledge to remove the thorn of ignorance. Then you must set aside both knowledge and ignorance. God is beyond both knowledge and ignorance." And so the free flow of love for God is at odds with our unwillingness to let go of our knowledge and ignorance. We may have many starts and stops along the way, but here in these 12 means and depths of means, which Sage Narada has spoken of, provide the conditions which will allow love of God to flow freely in our lives. There's nothing, no scriptures or deities to pray to. There is nothing between you and God, the Supreme Divine Consciousness. Sutra 50. He crosses. Indeed, he crosses. He helps others also to cross. Those who believe in the devotional path are the devotees who will cross Maya. The devotees of God are the gurus, sages, and saints. They have crossed and they return to help others cross too. As you read or hear about the lives and instructions of the saints, sages, and gurus, you will recognize them like beacons of light that can show us the way to God. Throughout the many scriptures of many religions, you will come to know that it's through devotion alone that we cross. When you're in love with God, you cannot follow the rule book because there is no sweetness in that. The sweetness of divine love flows from the heart and not from the head. We'll stop here today. This completes Sutra 49 and 50 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 4, Section 2. Depth means for love. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.